This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden reacts to the ICC request for arrest warrants for Israeli leaders because of their actions in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The top prosecutor at the International Criminal Court accused Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and three Hamas leaders of war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip. Both France and Belgium have supported the arrest warrant request. However, President Joe Biden condemned the decision.
Contrary to allegations against Israel made by the International Court of Justice, what's happening is not genocide.
Biden's comments came on the same day Israel said it would expand operations in the southern Gaza the city of Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have fled for shelter. I'm Karen Shamas.
The deaths of Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hussein Abdulrahman in a helicopter crash sparked reaction from world leaders Monday. Heads of state from Pakistan, Russia, and Lebanon remembered Raisi as a respected leader, while the United States acknowledged his troubled human rights record. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
Iran's Vice President Mohammad Mokhber, now serving as acting president, said the deaths would not cause domestic unrest. But Iranians in exile celebrated Monday, saying this could be a moment of change. Javad Dabrayan, the spokesperson for the National Council of Resistance of Iran, says this is definitely an encouragement for the people in Iran, who have also been protesting until now, and it will definitely bring the resistance in Iran a big step forward. Iran will hold elections within 50 days to elect a permanent president. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. The United States reassured Ukraine.